Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we are on location in Russellville, Alabama at Green's Dependable Hardware. We're glad to be here with my friend John Duncan as we're talking about his recovery from a kidney donation. He needed a kidney. He was going through dialysis. That was part of his life. And now his life has changed for the better. And we're going to talk about what John has gone through, his experience. Of course, Alicia, his wife, works at Phil Campbell at the school. And she had reached out to me and told me about her husband's situation. And through the Mark White Show, we try to help people wherever we can. And in this situation, I really wanted to try to help John spread the word. And I know that you people out there are willing to do that as well. And you did it in a big way. When I asked you to share, that's exactly what you did. And you helped spread the word so that John could be with us today and talk about his recovery. Welcome to the Mark White Show, John Duncan.
Thank you.
Hold it up close. There you go. Glad to have you, buddy.
Yep, glad to be here.
So let's talk about this process of you finding out you had kidney disease in the first place, when this was, and how long you had had to deal with it.
It was probably September of 24, August, September 24 time frame, that I went to the nephrologist, and he started running a bunch of tests and said that we're going to have some more tests run on you. And when they run those, they figured out my kidneys were only working at 7%. And then I went back. And he said, well, you've got two options. You can do PD dialysis or you can do hemodialysis. And so I checked on each one of them, talked to the nurses, talked to the doctor. And the best one for me to do was to do the PD dialysis. That way I could still work. I could do whatever I need to do with the girls. And, you know, it's just easier to do.
Was there a family history of kidney disease, John?
No, not any.
This was a surprise then,
yes,
just a total shock.
Yes, out of left field.
Did the doctor explain why you were in that position? Anything that maybe had occurred in your life that led you to it?
It was all because of my blood pressure. The blood pressure medicine I was taking would work and then stop and work and stop and work and stop. But instead of the doctor I was going to, trying to figure out why it was like that, they just kept changing my prescription and said, well, it'll work, but it never did. And then over 20 years, it just burnt my kidneys up.
What was going through your mind when they start explaining about the kidney issue, being that it was a surprise to you? What were your first initial thoughts?
Wondering what was going to happen. You don't never know. So we just thought about it and figured out that was the best route to go, you know. I would do the PD dialysis 8 to 9 hours a night. I'd hook up, I'd go to bed, and then when it was all over with, I would unhook, I'd do everything I was supposed to do, and then I'd go on about my day. It was just the inconvenience, you know, of having, if we went anywhere, having to carry my machine, carry the solutions, and carry all the stuff that I might need for it.
Let's talk about, since you've had that experience, what you think about all the other people across the country and even the world that have to go through the same thing. What's that like? What's that like for a person? I know you talked about the inconvenience, but to go through dialysis as often as you had to.
Well, it's really just a mindset thing, you know. When I figured out I was going to have to do dialysis, I told my doctor, I told the nurse, I told my wife, everybody, I said, if there's little kids born with this every day, and if they can do it, I can too. So I just set my mind to it that I was going to do it.
How long did it take before you got on the list to be able to get a donor?
Let's see. It was about eight to nine months, I guess. I started going through all the testing. And you know, I'd have to go to Huntsville and do testing for, you know, all kind of different tests. And then once I got approved, all of that was sent to Vanderbilt. And then once I got approved, then my time on the list was concurrent from the day from day one when I started doing my dialysis.
What did you see from your circle, from your friends, family, support system, community, when they knew that you needed help?
Oh, it was just whatever I needed, you know. They'd help me do whatever, if I'd call, you know. But I'm too stubborn to call lots of times.
Let's talk about how you found a donor. How did that happen for you?
Well, my wife got a hold of you, and you made the post. And it was shared on Facebook, I think, about 1,600 times. And there was a mutual friend a girl that I know in our hometown was friends with another lady. And she seen the post, and they were on vacation. And her mother had a massive stroke. And she got a hold of my wife and the other friend of ours and said, hey, I need John's information. My mother is a organ donor. And that if she's a match, I'm going to donate him a kidney.
And it wow.
It just went from there.
Hmm. That's powerful, man.
It is. And these people lived in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and were on vacation in the mountains.
And her mom was there with her?
Her mother is the one that had the massive stroke.
Wow. Hmm. And because her mom wanted to be a donor.
But yes, because her mom was a donor, we were a perfect match. Our blood type, antibodies, everything was just right.
Have you been able to meet the daughter?
I hadn't met her in person, but we've talked on the phone, and we follow each other on social media.
What was her mom's name?
Jolene. I can't remember what her last name was. I'd have to look in my phone, but we have to, you have to name your kidney when you leave. So my kidney's name is Jolene.
Aww.
And her, Nikki, said, yes, that's more than good enough. That was her mother. I mean, her daughter.
I know that there are people that get kidney donors and they struggle after the surgery. It's not, it doesn't just take necessarily. I've seen kids and adults alike that get a kidney donor and then the body rejects it. Mm-hmm. You've had a pretty good go at it so far, haven't you?
Yes, yes. They said when they hooked my new kidney up that it started working right then, and it hasn't checked up any. It's just kept, the function has kept going up. My creatinine levels kept going down and down and down.
How do you look at life these days, John?
Different. You just look at it different. I mean, you know, that somebody give you something from somebody else that they loved to help you.
It gives you a new lease on life too, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, to think about your kids, mm-hmm. think about your wife being there, to be there for them.
Yeah.
And I would imagine you see the value in each day, maybe more so than some of us who haven't faced something like that.
Yes, yes, a lot more.
How have you been as far as recovery goes? I know we're talking about March when you had the surgery, and now here we are into May. How are things going for you?
As well as could be expected. I mean, I was up walking the day of the surgery, left the hospital the third. We had the transplant on Monday, left the hospital on Thursday, and Vanderbilt, went straight from Vanderbilt to my girl's softball game. And we've been going ever since. Just have to go kind of gingerly at times.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they took all the staples out a week or so before they were planning on it. The drain tubes come out before they were planning on it, you know.
How old are your daughters?
They are 8 and 9.
Incredible age.
Yeah.
That's a fun age.
Yeah.
How do you think that they process what's happened for you?
They don't really understand. They just know I've got a new kidney, you know.
What dad are they seeing now that maybe they weren't seeing through the health struggle you were having?
Probably one that'll do more, you know, with them.
Yeah.
Because you feel better.
And Alicia definitely knows what you went through.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And I know that she was battling for you. She was fighting for you.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about a wife like that, that standing in your corner?
There are probably far and few between.
Having somebody that's there to support you in that way. You don't know until it happens, right? I mean, right. Really, you really don't know.
Yeah, you have no idea until you go through it.
Yeah.
You know.
Your back's to the wall.
Yeah.
And you got to have somebody fighting for you. And that's supposed to be your partner.
Yep.
Your life partner. Been married since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up on 18 years of celebration now.
Yeah. Yeah, when your back's up against the wall, all you got to do, all you can do is fight. So, I mean, you just have to fight it the best you can.
Well, she got the ball rolling.
Yeah, she did.
So she deserves a lot of credit mm-hmm. for her work and effort, showing her how much she loves you in sickness and health.
Yeah.
Those are important
yeah.
words, aren't they?
Very important.
What are your plans now?
I don't really know. Keep doing what I'm doing, you know.
Sounds like it's working.
It is. It's working. I coach softball for the girls. We fish, we hunt, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you're here with us, John. I'm glad that your life has taken an upward turn from what you were going through with the dialysis. I know that's a hard life. I've talked to people about that experience. It can be very difficult, and they beg and they plead to come off of that dialysis in hopes that somebody will be there for them to donate a kidney, to give them that freedom again mm-hmm. that they probably experienced early on, but then the kidney disease just took over and they don't have that kind of life. They feel very much attached to the dialysis. That's their world. And they feel like they can't get very far from it before they're back at it again.
Uh-huh.
And it rules their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of pins you down on certain things where, you know, you don't, some days you feel better than others. And everybody asks you, "Well, you feel okay? You know, you feel okay?" Yeah, yeah. I mean, but what do you tell them?
Yeah.
You know, you just tell them, yeah, you can go on about your day.
What's your message to somebody out there right now that might be on the fence for being a donor or signing up to be a donor, or somebody that's thought about it, but maybe they haven't taken that step, or even the people who have, to know the magnitude of the gift that they're giving?
It's probably one of the best things that can be done, really and truly, is to donate, you know, your organs. Either way, you know, you can be a living donor, and you can do that, and you know, you can meet the other people, you know, that you can pick if it's a deceased donor. It's called a direct donation, where you get to pick, and if they're a match, then they get it. If not, somebody else is getting to be a match. But there's all kinds of different organs, you know. There's heart, lungs, eyes, liver, kidneys. They do skin, all kind of bone marrow and different things that will help people, you know, in the end.
Well, you're part of that community now.
Yeah.
Having been a recipient, I went to the Donate Life event just a few weeks ago for Ruger, who had received a kidney from a young man in West Blockton who had passed away mm-hmm. in a dirt bike accident. And actually, Ruger got to meet his parents. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible experience to be there. Justin Mitchell was his name. And to meet his family and to have Ruger know that someone gave that gift to him. And he's about your daughter's age, both your daughters around that 8, 9 years old. So it's going to be a little harder for him to understand. But I think as he grows up, it's going to matter more to him. And he's going to start to understand the magnitude of the gift. But to see all those people who are either donors or recipients, it's an incredible experience to go to that picnic and to be part of that. And I was able to do that a few weeks ago and really enjoyed being a part of that effort.
And the girl that shared your post, she's donating a kidney from her to one of her cousins this month. So that's another way that, you know,
wow,
it worked out.
Incredible. Well, John, love you, man. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing your experience. And I'm so thankful that it worked out for you in the way that it has. And it's a trickle effect. So you're impacted. You impact other people. Your daughters will impact other lives. Your wife will continue. The lady you're talking about who's going to donate just keeps going. We never know what comes from the steps we take to make a difference, do we?
No. And I think the lady that donated the organs, the mother, I think she saved like 7 different people's lives by doing that.
A hero.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this segment and this show is dedicated to Miss Jolene and her sacrifice, because she's a gift.
Yes.
To a lot of people.
Yes.
And our condolences to her family, because they had to lose someone that they loved and cared about. But I know that it can be impactful to them to know that their loved one was able to do that for other people. And it doesn't take the grief, it doesn't take the pain, it doesn't take the hurt of losing somebody, but to think that their mom was able to do that for other people, I know that that has to be something that's special, that means something they can hold on to and say, "Mom did that
mm-hmm.
for people."
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you wanting to meet me today and talk about this, and I wish you all the best moving forward.
Well, I appreciate it.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk to Laura and Matt McDuffie. There's a play coming up at the Roxy, and we're going to do an interview with them about that play. As a matter of fact, my father-in-law, Doug Green, is going to be in the play. He may join in the conversation, so I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia, and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Glad that you can be with us today. What a great subject matter we talked about in the last segment as we talked about John Duncan and him receiving a kidney donor, an amazing story. He's living his best life right now, raising his daughters along with his wife, Alicia. They're in a much better situation. We're glad of that. So glad John could join us right now. As I advertised, I have Laura McDuffa along with her husband, Matt McDuffa, and Doug Green, as we're from Green's Dependable Hardware right now, coming to you. And we're talking about a play June 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Roxy in Russellville, Alabama. That's going to be Friday night, 7 o'clock, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, and Sunday at 2 o'clock. So the 12th, 13th, and 14th of June. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Laura McDuffa.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Glad to do this. And my father-in-law is in the play. That's cool. I think this is the first time that he's done that. And the Roxy is a great place to bring the community and have an event, right?
Yes, we are very excited. This is probably the first straight play that Roxy's had in many, many years. I don't know the last time they had it. But we see all the community theaters around in the North Alabama region, and we're like, why can't we have that here in Russellville? Well, they have a strong one in Red Bay. They have several strong ones in the Shoals, and we just really want that to be a thing here in Russellville, so we decided to try to start bringing it back to life. We had Annie last year, and it was really fun, so we decided to try something different this year and do a comedy mystery.
What do you think the issue was? Because I know the Bay Tree Council, as you mentioned, in Red Bay has done a great job for many years now. They've really invested in their community when it comes to plays.
Yes, they have. In fact, I remember helping backstage back when I was in high school almost 20 years ago, and it's still going strong. So I don't know exactly what the problem was here in town and why we haven't had that here, but I know we didn't even, like I said, back 20 years ago, when I was in high school, we did not have that here. And so we feel like it's past time to try to get that going.
If you build it, they will come. And the Roxy's already built, right?
Yes, it's actually it's a beautiful, historic building.
Yeah.
So
tell us about this play. How did it come about to decide Murder in the Magnolias?
Would you like to answer that?
Matt, or jump in.
Yeah, sure. Sorry. Originally, we wanted to do Clue, and Phil Campbell was doing Clue. So I was like, I want to do something that's different, that will catch people's attentions, but also make them laugh, you know? And I was set on doing a murder mystery, and me and Laura bounced back and forth. And one of the things we found was this murder mystery that takes place in the Delta, and it's like Gone with the Wind meets the Addams Family. And so the patriarch dies, and they're all here for a will reading, and it says in the will, if the next person gets taken out, then you get the inheritance and so forth. And so it becomes a mystery of who done it, you know, but in a way that's kind of odd and but funny in the same token. There's a botanical garden that's its own character that tries to pull them in and eat them at times. It's strange but funny. The lawyer that Doug plays, his only other client is an alligator in the swamp. So I mean, like, it's funny things like that, things that you can bring people of all ages to and get a laugh out of it.
Let's talk about participation from the community, because of course, when you pull this together, you hope that there are people who will want to participate, to put in the work to make this a special event. Talk about the response. You've already mentioned that you've had plays in the past, and how about this year?
This year, especially with this play, it was a little different because it is more of an adult's participation. It's not a children's theater thing. So that was a challenge because we have a decently strong children's participation from Christmas and from other musicals that have happened. And so it was a little bit more of a challenge getting more interest from the adults in the community, I guess, especially male. We've really had a hard time encouraging male adult participants. That's been a bit of a struggle, but we thankfully finally found enough. And so we were able to finally fill out our cast. And I'm hoping that's another reason why we wanted this, because hopefully the more we do it, the more we get out there, hopefully we'll get more participants to come into the theater and want to be a part of it.
Talk about the work that goes into pulling this together, because I know it can start with an idea, but you have to have a team of people to make this happen.
Definitely. The committee that is over the Roxy is definitely supportive. Thankfully, they're wanting more things to be happening at the Roxy, so that's helped out a lot. The director from the Christmas play and from plays in the past is actually an actress in our play, and so we're drawing from her experiences, and she's able to lend us, you know, helping hand and ideas and how to get things flowing, get things going. So that's been very helpful.
Doug, let's bring you into the conversation. So is this your first play ever? Doug, did you do children's plays when you were in school at all?
Fourth and fifth grade.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah.
But that beyond that, no. this is a whole new element for you, right?
Yeah. At this time in my life, it's something to add to my resume, I guess.
What's the experience like for you so far? Because I know Laura said she had a tough time getting males. Maybe you sharing about it and the experience might help somebody encourage them when another play rolls around.
Well, I'm definitely a senior member of the cast. And Brother Mark, they call me Lawyer Possum. And I've been practicing law down in the Gulf and down in the swamp there in Mississippi for many years now.
Got a great client in the alligator.
Yes. That's that's one story I could tell you. But I've been called in by this family to take care of some legal issues and just some crazy characters in this family that people want to see and they want to meet. And I guarantee you it's going to be a fine time when they get there.
That brings something different out of you, Doug. That's nice. I like that. How does it make you feel to participate, to be a part of this community effort?
Oh, it's fun. I've met a lot of new people. I didn't know any of these people in this play. In a small town like Russellville, you think you know everybody, but a lot of them are much younger. And maybe middle age to where I'm more senior citizen material, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking right now about Judy and Jenny, and I'm thinking about their personalities being the over the top sometimes.
Yeah.
And you and Daryl more reserved. This is bringing something out of you that's more along those lines to find that inside you.
It's been a challenge, and it's been really fun. And I'm just hoping I can learn all my lines by the time we get on stage in June.
That is one reason that I'd hesitate to do something like, even in singing, when I sing, remembering the words to all the songs. And I don't know how some people do it. They do an incredible job. You could ask somebody, hey, sing this song for me. And they can remember all the verses, all the words. I have to really practice a couple of songs, and I'm only going to have a couple that I could do. Nobody could just throw out, hey, Mark, sing George Jones real quick for me, and me know all the words. Same thing with acting. To try to remember the lines, that can be tough.
Yeah, it is a challenge, and I believe I'm going to make it.
<You're>
We still
there.
Have some practicing to do, so I think I'm going to make it.
Just over a month to go.
Yeah, but the cast is so funny. We have such a good time, and every time we get together and read our lines, you learn more about the other characters, and it just brings it to life more for you. And that's what's been more enjoyable to me, I think, is just see the story come together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why should people come?
It's just going to be fun. Just a lot of fun and something new for the Roxy. And, of course, they're working really hard to get downtown rejuvenated, and I think this is a key ingredient to that. So, yeah, it's just going to be a fun time for everybody that comes.
Let's get the information out there about how people can get tickets.
That will be on their website, the Roxy Theater. We don't have it out just yet, but it will be coming soon. Check their Facebook group, the Roxy Theater, Historic Roxy Theater, and there should be a link for tickets.
Okay. And when do you think the tickets will be available? Do you have any idea?
Probably about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would definitely say towards the middle of the month, it should be starting to come out and available.
Okay. We're getting close.
Yes.
So just be waiting for that, and then go to the Historic Roxy Theater on Facebook. You can see when that post will happen. You can join in. Again, the dates are June the 12th, June the 13th, and June the 14th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7 p.m. on Friday, 7 p.m. on Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Yes, you are guaranteed to have tons of laughs if you come.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your hard work to put this together. I know it takes an effort to do this, and thanks to all those who are participating, the behind the scenes people, because you got to have those people too. Not everybody's on the stage talking, right? So they have to pull their weight too, and I know it takes a lot of effort to do this. So thank you for bringing this to the Russellville community.
Thank you for helping us promote it.
Yeah, thank you for helping us promote it, because we're setting out, this is year one obviously for this, and what we're trying to do is 3 plays a year and then the Christmas spectacular at the end. And so to give something back to Russellville, to give them something to do, to laugh, to enjoy, it makes us feel good.
And Doug, how about inviting the listeners to come out and enjoy this play?
We would absolutely love to have y'all come down to the Delta and see all of these fine characters and see this fine story. You're just going to laugh till you split your britches, I guarantee you. It gets hot down in the Delta. Man, it's miserable down there. Mosquitoes buzzing around and stuff. It gets hot. So y'all come on down and see a really good show and have some laughs with us.
You heard it here on the Mark White Show, Murder in the Magnolias, taking place June 13th, June 12th, 13th, and 14th. You can be there. Look for the Historic Roxy Theater when they announce tickets will be available. Come to Russellville, Alabama, and enjoy the Roxy. Enjoy what's being pulled together for this community. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256 Roofing.
Roofing. You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256 Roofing.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.